Will Mrs. Betty Harrop Clark please come forward? And again, would you please turn to your program where the full emeritus citation for Mrs. Betty Harrop Clark is printed. I shall read only a portion of it. You were appointed to head the university's Alumni Association and Career Planning and Placement Office in 1961 and immediately began to reorganize and revitalize the Alumni Association and to establish a university-wide career counseling and placement service. With extraordinary patience and insight and hard work, you built an effective organization where none existed before. You performed your work quietly and efficiently and won the respect and admiration of students, faculty, and staff and alumni around the state and across the nation. For your many contributions to the University of Alaska and to all of Alaska, the Board of Regents has unanimously approved the recommendation that you be granted emeritus status as Head of Alumni Services and Career Planning and Placement Emeritus, with all the honors and distinctions and privileges pertaining thereunto. And I present you with this letter in recognition of the emeritus status which through your commendable efforts and splendid contributions you so richly deserve.
Each year at commencement time, we are honored by having outstanding citizens of Alaska, the world, join us in celebrating the graduation of that group of students of that year. This is our 50th commencement, and in honor of that, we have, as you will note, all Alaskans of considerable importance and prestige. And as the time goes long and the citations for giving honorary degrees to them, because we honor them as they honor us by their presence, you'll find in your program the citation of each to receive an honorary. I will only have one or two comments to say by myself, because I have known each of them for a long time. Will the Honorable William A. Egan, Governor of Alaska, please stand? Governor Egan, because of your continued and sincere and successful effort in the long public life that you have had in Alaska and the many other things that you have done, the University of Alaska salutes you, whose wisdom and resourcefulness seem almost as limitless as the resources of the great land itself. On this day, we recognize your accomplishments and confer upon you, William Allen Egan, the honorary degree of Doctor of Laws. There is one thing that I forgot to say, and it isn't quite legal unless I do, Governor Egan, and that is that by virtue of the authority vested in me as President of the Board of Regents under the Constitution of the State of Alaska and upon the recommendation of the full Board of Regents of the University of Alaska, I have here conferred upon you the honorary degree of Doctor of Laws with all the rights, honors, and privileges pertaining thereto. Will Dr. Arthur J. Scheibel please stand? Dr. Scheibel, it is a great pleasure for me to see you here today because we served together for so many years on the Board of Regents. But you are particularly noted for the work that you have done in Alaska since 1938 as a missionary bush doctor, I think that is the proper term, and until the time you set forth with your venture in the Fairbanks Medical Clinic. You have been a great leader in the medical field in Alaska. You are highly respected throughout the United States and other parts of the world for your competence and your leadership. You are also a graduate or a resident and was born in South Africa, and this is a long way from there. But you have done a great deal for Alaska. And therefore, the University of Alaska salutes this man of noble characteristics and innumerable accomplishments. On this day, we recognize Arthur John Scheibel, medical doctor, and confer upon him the honorary degree of Doctor of Science. Dr. Scheibel, by virtue of the authority vested in me as president of the Board of Regents under the Constitution of the State of Alaska, and upon recommendation of the Board of Regents of the University, I hereby confer upon you the honorary degree of Doctor of Science with all the rights, honors, and privileges pertaining thereto. Will Miss Sally L. Monsrud please stand? Miss Sally Monsrud, who has been a teacher and a wonderful person throughout her life in Alaska since about 1935. She is an outstanding educator because she has always been zealous in trying to teach the illiterate, those ways of American life to read and understand. Her first love is teaching, but she took a few years away to manage a bookstore and a radio station, and a specialist with the U.S. Air Force. But she's such a highly respected lady that the University of Alaska salutes this gentle lady of wisdom, warmth, and grace. An extraordinary educator of a courageous Alaskan, a compassionate human being. On this day, we recognize your accomplishments, Sally Monsrud, and confer upon you, Sally Monsrud, the honorary degree of Doctor of Humanities. Sally Monsrud, by virtue of the authority vested in me as President of the Board of Regents under the Constitution of the State of Alaska, upon the recommendation of the full Board of Regents of the University of Alaska, I confer upon you the honorary degree of Doctor of Humanities with all the rights, privileges, and honors pertaining thereto. And bless you. Once in a while, somebody misplaces a page in these books they hand out to you. But I seem to... Oh, yes. Yes, here it is. Pardon me. Will Dr. Kenneth M. Ray please stand? Oh, there you are. You have such a complete... Please stand, Dr. Ray. Please stand just a moment. Are you weak? As with the others, the complete citation is in your program, and it is certainly quite lengthy like the others are. But in order to make this brief, Dr. Ray, I have worked with you for so long and have such a high regard for you, not only as a scientist, but as a man, a human being. And on this occasion, the University of Alaska salutes you, whose acuity, charm, and wit have combined to form an extraordinary man, respected and befriended the world over. And today we salute you. And on this day we recognize all your accomplishments and confer upon Kenneth M. Ray the honorary degree of Doctor of Laws. Dr. Ray, by virtue of the authority vested in me as President of the Board of Regents under the Constitution of the State of Alaska, and upon the recommendation of the full Board, I confer upon you the honorary degree of Doctor of Laws with all the rights, privileges, and honors pertaining thereto.
Before concluding this 50th commencement, may I call your attention to the alumni reception immediately following and the dedication of the Ernest Greening Building at 4 p.m., which is soon if your watch is as mine. Perhaps you can overtake time. This will follow immediately after. The Alaska's flag was sung by Mrs. Lynn Bookey. Now, benediction will be given by Elder Ivory Thornton, and following the benediction, The audience will please be seated until the recession of faculty and the graduates is completed.
May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ be with us all. Amen.